CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. China and the United States have concluded their annual trade talks. The talks were co-chaired by Chinese Vice Premier Wang Yang with U.S. Secretary of Commerce Penny Fritzker and Trade Representative Michael Froman at the Diaoyutai State Guesthouse. Chinese Vice Minister of Commerce Wang Chao has hailed the talks as a success. Penny Pritzker says the talks are very important given the current economic situation worldwide. The annual forum was launched in 1983 for the two countries to address trade and investment issues. China successfully sent a Bolivian communication satellite into orbit with its Long March 3B carrier rocket from Southwest Sichuan Satellite Launch Center Saturday morning. Bolivian President Juan Evo Morales Zema was present, the first time a foreign head of state has witnessed a satellite launch in China. The satellite was produced by China Aerospace Science and Technology Corporation with a design longevity of 15 years. It is Bolivia's first communication satellite and will be used in areas including broadcasting, education, and medical services. The Chinese Foreign Ministry has released a new statement opposing to any move that may threaten peace on the Korean Peninsula. It also urges all parties involved to remain calm and refrain from taking moves that may escalate tensions. The comment comes after the South Korean side confirmed that it had received threat from North Korea. China's moon rover, U-2, or Jade Rabbit, continued exploring after a nap, according to the State Administration of Science, Technology and Industry for National Defense. At about 8 p.m. on Friday, the six-wheeled rover started moving again after shutting down its subsystems on December 16th. U-2 has had to deal with direct solar radiation, raising the temperature to over 100 degrees centigrade on his sunny side, while his shady side simultaneously fell below zero. U-2 will survey the moon's geological structure and surface substances and look for natural resources for 3 months, while the lander will conduct in-situ exploration at the landing site for 1 year. This is CRI News. U.S. President Barack Obama has announced his nomination of Senator Max Baucus as new ambassador to China to replace Gary Locke, who will step down early next year. Obama said in a statement that for more than two decades, Max Baucus has worked to deepen the relationship between the United States and China. Obama's pick of the six-term senator must be confirmed by the Senate, which is not expected to debate the nomination until early next year. The UN mission in South Sudan says at least 20 of the civilians who sought refuge in a UN base in the country's northeast have been killed in an attack, which also left two Indian peacekeepers dead. It was the first announcement of UN fatalities from this week's upsurge of ethnic-based violence in the country. The mission says when the attack happened, 43 Indian peacekeepers, 6 UN police advisers, and 2 UN civilian staffers were at the base, which also housed about 30 South Sudanese seeking shelter from the turmoil-plaguing areas of Aqabo County. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has strongly condemned the deadly attack on the UN base, shattering civilians in South Sudan, calling on all parties concerned to exercise restraint and to cease hostilities. Russia's president has granted a pardon to a former oil tycoon. Vladimir Putin says the release of Mikhail Khodorkovsky is based for humanitarian reasons. Khodorkovsky has already been released. He was the CEO of a company called Yukos before his arrest in 2003. In 2005, he was sentenced to 9 years in prison for fraud and tax evasion. That sentence was later reduced to 8 years. In 2010, Khodorkovsky received a 14-year sentence for oil theft, later cut to 13 years. Last year, a Russian court revised his prison term, making it expire in August of next year. The former oil tycoon has maintained he's innocent of the charges, saying the criminal case was politically motivated. China's top health authority has told health departments at all levels to tighten supervision of new pneumonia and flu cases. Winter and spring are traditionally the worst seasons for infectious respiratory disease. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.